This is episode 1052 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to this episode where we are midweek through our series where you are discovering a different meditation technique in each episode. Our theme this week is a breathing boot camp, and that means that you have a challenge where each day this week you give yourself 1 to 2 minutes of focused breath work. This is going to calm your mind and body, and you will be pleasantly surprised at how much it energizes you and gives you clarity. So I encourage you to do your breathing technique at some point during the day when you can focus, but also you get extra bonus points this week if you do your breathing technique right in the midst of your stress. A fellow meditator on Instagram reached out to let me know that she did a breathing technique to help calm her anxiety as she received some news from a doctor that wasn't the best news. So when you're feeling tense, disappointed, uncertain, these sound like emotions you may be experiencing ongoing day in, day out as we deal with a pandemic. So when you're feeling this uncertainty and fear about the future, begin to focus on your breath. You may not be able to control circumstances around you, but you can control how you manage your breath. And your inner stillness and peace doesn't have to be reliant on what's going on around you. So the breathing technique for today is a technique that has you really noticing your intake of oxygen in your lungs. Most of us breathe high up in our lungs, shallowly. This doesn't allow you to fully oxygenate your body. There are little tiny blood vessels in the lower part of your lungs that when you give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath, you tap into these small blood vessels that carry oxygen to your cells. So earlier in the week, you discovered a belly breath that's often done in yoga, a full yogic belly breath, where as you inhale, you feel your abdomen gently rise upward. And as you exhale, it sinks back downward. When you allow a full diaphragmatic breath, your abdomen rises upward with each inhale. So you could even place your hand on your abdomen as you do your breathing technique challenge this week. For today, notice when you inhale, notice the oxygen fill your lungs. Begin by filling the top part of your lungs as you inhale deeply, and then as your abdomen expands ever more outward, you'll feel the lower part of your lungs expand. You can feel it. You can feel your lungs fill with air. So this technique has you really engaging your oxygen intake. So when you inhale, you are noticing the sensation of your upper lung area filling up, and then bring it deeper to where you feel the sensation of your lower lungs filling up as you take that inhale more deeply within your lungs. So this is your breathing technique today, and I'll be guiding you through this technique in a moment. I want to mention that I had a delightful conversation with a young college student who attends Rice University, and she wants to start a podcast for college students. And I mention this because I know there are many college students listening to the Daily Meditation podcast here. And I want you to know how much I honor you for being here listening to a meditation podcast to calm your mind and body, because there is so much going on. And as you return to college, or as you start college, or if you are in high school, and for parents out there whose children are getting ready to go back to school and you're not really sure what all this is going to look like during a pandemic, I have two college-age children myself. So this is an important time for all of us, and it's especially really important for students going back to school and college students, because you'll be likely, many of you, away from your homes. And these techniques that you're discovering are so valuable and so important. And you're in my thoughts a lot as I create these techniques. So know that a lot of people are out there rooting for you. And I hope you will share the techniques with others. I hope that you will teach these techniques to other people who may need them as you return to school. Pass it on, because they matter. They make a difference. They've been around for 5,000 years. And so I want to mention that. And to Annie, if you are listening, I enjoyed our conversation today, and I'm really excited about the future that we are creating and defining right now. Every time you show up for yourself, when you sit down to meditate, you are creating a new future for yourself and the world, because peace is contagious, especially inner peace. People will want what you have. So settle yourself down and get ready to begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, allowing your breath to calm down naturally at your own pace. And this can take a while. Some days it can take longer than others. Just go with how you are authentically feeling. This is you. This is real. This is your life. You might place your hand on your abdomen, and as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, with each inhale, notice the sensation of your lungs filling up at the top part of your lungs, and bring it deeper into the lower part of your lungs. As you exhale, fully expel your breath in a long, even exhale through your nose, not throwing your breath out, gently, evenly exhaling. This can take some practice. This will strengthen your lungs. Inhale through your nose, noticing your upper lungs and then your lower lungs. Begin to feel with your life force this oxygen. And as you feel ready to exhale through your nose, allow your breath to gently and evenly escape from your nose, releasing toxins and tension. Continue with this breath, and make sure that you allow yourself to sit in stillness, just noticing the sensations you've created for yourself. And when your mind wanders, and it likely will, it happens to even longtime meditators, simply begin to focus again on your breath or on an affirmation. You might repeat this week's affirmation, I am. You are so worth slowing down for.